Okay, we're picking up from the Gemara, three lines from the top of Chav Kimmel Amud Aleph. Our learning is once again sponsored by the Nishma Shulamis Bas Yaakov and the Nishma Shulav and Aliyah. Today's a very nice stuff. We're discussing a lot of different nice Agadata ideas. So says the Mishnah now, Aisha Shin Yodjah Bin Nazir. Every daf is beautiful, but nice to get Agadata once in a while. Aisha Shin Yodjah Bin Nazir. If a woman made a Naziris, a neder for Naziris, Faisa Shosa B'yayin Metavla Mason. So she was drinking wine or being Metavla Mason in what she thought was a violation of her Naziris. So now she receives the punishment of Malchus. If you remember, the Gemara discussed, that's obvious. What do you mean? That's every case of someone who violates the Naziros is going to be Chaya Malchus. So the Gemara gave two answers. One says, you're right, it is obvious, but just Agav the Seifa, we mentioned this halacha, but we gave a different answer that we're actually talking about the person, the woman whose husband is made for the Neder after she has violated the Isser. So even though you would have thought it's Lamafreya, no, there's a very big Chiddush to the Mishnah, it's not Lamafreya, it's not uprooting it Lamafreya. According to that Madamar, this was a Raya from this point of the Mishnah. Very good, so that's the Seifa. Hey, for Labayla, however, if the husband does, in fact, remove her Neder of Nizirus, vi loya dosh, hey, for Labayla, but she didn't know. And this whole time, right, she was drinking wine the whole time. She does not receive the punishment of Malkos, because we're assuming that you removed it. Even if you hold it only Mekan al-Haba, here we're talking about where he already removed it. So for sure, after that point, everybody would agree that she would no longer be Mekhayev Malkus. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Imeinu Safeg Eser Arbayim, even though she doesn't get full-fledged Malkus, Tisbog Makos Mardos, she still received Malkus Mederabonon. Malkus Mardos is a Malkus Derabonon that we do for violations of Esurim Derabonon. The first one to pop in my head right now is that Rav used to give Malkus Mangid Amanda Mekadesh Bebiya. The Mishnah tells us that there's three ways a woman can do erusin. Remember, there used to be erusin and nisuin, right? So they used to have a period of a year. So the erusin, you could either do kesef, shtar, or bia. So we do shava kesef, or kesef, shava kesef is kekesef. We do shava kesef by giving the ring, but it's manazah. You could do a shtar theoretically also. It'd have to be written like a shtar get. It has to be written lishma and all those things. But theoretically, you could do a shtar also. Our minhag is always to do shava kesef. Fine, but also bia is one of the ways that you can be mekadesh woman, yet because it was leading to pritzus, Rav would give Malkus Midurabanan on anybody who did that. Obviously, there was not an Isser, but he felt that needed. So that there's a concept, the Rabbanan of the ability to give someone Malkus for violating different things that they, different Isserim Derabanan. So Lechora, it's also Shaila, it's Machokas Rishonim, is the Rabbi Yehuda coming to add on to the Tanakama? Like, I agree, you're right, Tanakama, you don't get Malkus, but you should give Malkus to Rabbanan. It's not disagreeing. Or some say no. The Tanakam holds you don't give even Malkus to Rabbanan. You don't give. However, we're going to see she needs a kapara, but you don't have to give Malkus to Rabbanan. And Rabbi Yehuda is coming to disagree with that. So that's the Machlokas. The Tosos and Ramban disagree with how to interpret Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Sorry, not the Ramban, the Rambam. So the Rambam holds that it's in Hilchos Nedarim that Rabbi Yehuda is just adding on to the Tanakama and not disputing it. So that would be the Rambam. And the Tosos understand that there's a Machlokas over here. Fine. So is there any difference, Lamaisa? So the most understand that it's the same number, meaning the 39 Malkus Derabanan is parallel to Kol de Tikkun Deraisa Kein Deraisa Tikkun. You still get 39, but to show that there's a difference, some want to say that you should give it with less koach. Let's say it's not as strong of a lash as you would get if it was an Isser Deraisa. Fine. So it says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Isha Eferim Hashem Yislachla. The pasuk says that her husband has removed her neder, and Hashem is going to forgive her. So why is Hashem forgiving her? She made an neder, and her husband revoked the neder, so she needs kapara now. So says the Gemara, must be talking about beisha shehefer labayla v'ilo yada kosum midaber. We must be talking about a case where her husband has revoked her neder, but she was unaware of that. That's why she needs kapara. She was kavana to do an avera. She tzricha kapara uslicha. She needs atonement and forgiveness. Uchshaya magira bekiva etzal pasuk zaya boicha. Rabbi Akiva would reach his pasuk, he would cry. He would say, "Ma mishnas gavin la los biyad basar chazir." So, if someone who intended that he should have pork, he should have an iser, a pig, he should have pork come into his hand, v'ala biyad basar tali, ended up eating kosher. Toh kapar v'sicha. We saw over here a person's kavana is important. For you need tshuva. Miskavin la los biyad basar chazir. Someone actually wants to eat treif, he eats pork, and he actually eats pork. V'ala biyad basar chazir. I'll ask him how much more so Hashem is going to require that person needs to do tshuva. So we see, I mentioned this already a few times, that is a major chilek between Bein Adam L'Chaveira and Bein Adam L'Makom. Even if you have the wrong kavanas, but Bein Adam L'Chaveira ended up being, you did the right thing, you still are going to be punished for that. You need a tshuva, you need a kapara. That's the halachas of Bein Adam lamakom. However, ben adam lachavero is result-oriented mitzvah. So even if you thought you're doing something bad for your friend, that we learn out from Yosef at Tzadik. When it comes to the brothers, Elokim, don't worry, my brothers, Elokim, you guys thought it, Atem chashavta l'rav, Elokim chashav l'toiva, you guys thought it was going to be bad, ended up being very the best thing in the world, so you're not going to be punished for it. That's the, I think the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says like that, Aruch Shechev is like to quote that. That you're not going to be punished, and therefore, we see that Ben Adam L'Chavero is a result-oriented as opposed to Ben Adam L'Makom. If you have the wrong Kavana, we see from over here, you need to be get Kapara. Kiyotze b'davar atem are similar, v'layada v'ashem v'nasa avono. We're talking about over here, somebody thought he was doing something which is mutar. He later discovered that he actually might have violated an Isra D'Reisa. So that's what we call Asham Taloi. We have six Ashamas. Every day is a Mekoman, right? Asham Gzelos, Asham Ilos, Asham Shecha, Charufa, Asham Nazar, Asham Metzora. The last one, Asham Taloi. So Asham Taloi is where I'm not sure. So there's Machlokas and Krisis, exactly what the case is. But one is that either he has in front of him one piece of meat which he thought was kosher. He later learns that it may have been non-kosher. Or there's the other mandamar over there in Krisis says that it's specifically only if you have two. One was Basar Shuman, one was Basar Chazir, but it was Asar. It was a fat piece of meat, or a Basar Chalev, actually. That's the Lashon of the Gemara over there. Is that you're having non-kosher. So you ate one of them, and you find out afterwards you may have eaten the non-kosher one. You're not sure. So, because it looks the same, that's why you don't know. So that's why, in the only way you have the two in front of you, that's where you would bring an Asham. Find out that that's what's called Asham Taloi. So now, on that, umami should eskaven alas biyada basar taleh. Someone thought he was going to have kosher meat, lamb meat. Vala biyada basar chazir. He ended up having pork. Kigon chatik hasafek shoshum hasafek shalchelev. Maybe it was maybe kosher or not kosher. Not sure what it was. So he thought it was kosher. Still, amar kravanasa vono. He has to bear the graveness of his sin. Mishnah eskaven alas biyada basar chazir. So someone who has actual pork come into his hand. Vala biyada basar chazir. And the pork comes into the ala chasakam. How much more so does he need to be punished for what he has done? Isi ben Yehuda mer v'liyada v'nasa avon. The pasuk says that he didn't know and he's guilty. Mamin shiskaven lalos biyada basar taleh v'ala biyada basar chazir kegon shtei chatichos. If you have two slices before him, achat shachel achat shuman. The pasuk still says v'nasa avono. Hamiskaven lalos biyada basar chazir l'basar biyada chazir. Someone who has intention to actually eat not kosher goes into your friend's house, actually to the McDonald's. Much more so is he going to be punished. All the people who are sensitive should be crying over this. How much chas v'shalom people could be punished for violating an avera, b'meizid. So says the Gemara, v'cholane lamali. Why do I need all these psukim to teach me that you need a kapara? We have three different things over here. Tzrichin. Ditana isha, if you only mentioned by a woman, hasam hu debay kapara slicha mishum dimikar li suris kavan. She originally had kavana to violate an isra d'oraisa. So that's why it makes sense that she should need a kapara. However, in the case of chatikah savik shel chelev savik shel shuman, in the case where you had two pieces of meat, one kosher, one not kosher, and I had in mind to eat the kosher, maybe I thought you don't need kapara at all. So then, deleterious kavin, lo bai kapara slicha. Maybe I thought you don't need any kapara, you don't need a forgiveness whatsoever. Beit marbaha, but if you tell me only that one, the ika yisura, because in that case there is been a real iser. Because you actually maybe had treif, as opposed to the isha, she did nothing wrong, Lamafreya. Retroactively, she did nothing wrong. Now everything was mutter. It was mutter to drink the wine. It was mutter to go to the matam and the mesim. She should not require forgiveness. So therefore, the Torah tells us that you need both. Now, why these two? Why these two, not the third case? So because there's no full fledged isser yet. We have two slices of meat. One was kosher. One was not. So you know vada. There's an isser there. When you ate it, you know for sure, maybe you ate treif. Maybe I would have thought that it's worse because you knew before that one of the cases were not kosher. Yes, obviously you thought you were eating the kosher one, but still you didn't mevar the metzias well enough and you know for sure there's an Isra D'Oraisa over there, kamash b'lan deloshna. So therefore the Torah tells you that it makes no difference. Even in the third case, the person is not regarded as someone who's doing it b'mezid. Says the Gemara, Vayta Amar Rabba Rachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The ways of Hashem are straight, they're good. The righteous people, the tzaddikim, are going to walk in them in the good way. However, that same road, the people who are over avera are going to be nichshal. They're going to be stumbling all the time on the averas. So, mashal shnei bnei adam shetolas pischeim. So, Rabbi Yochanan gave the following mashal. He gave the mashal that two people were roasting their Pesach korbanos. Echad achol l'shem mitzvah v'achad achol l'shem achilas gasa. One was eating it for the mitzvah d'oraisa of Achilas Pesach, and one was eating it because he was just He was basically full. He didn't need a kavanah of the mitzvah at all. He just wanted to have extra gashmius. So says the, so therefore zeh, so the one zeh shechalish a mitzvah, so the one who's eating it for a mitzvah de reisa, that's going to be tzaddikim yelchuba. That's a good thing. Zeh shechalish a machiras gasa, the one who's just eating it to have more gashmius, to have a nice meal, poshim kashabam, that is going to be a poshia, someone who's violating an isser, is like he's violating an isser. So the Gemara says, Amar Shlakish, Shlakish bothered by this. Hi, Rasha Karslay. Granted, need to look over the mitzvah of Nuchar. Why are you calling this guy Russia? Granted, I get you, Rish Lakit, or Rabbi Yochanan, that he's not Mekayim the mitzvah, the Reisa, the Chachila, Kim Hadrin. However, Pesach Mekavad, he definitely Mekayim the mitzvah. It's like someone who, on Friday night, he's starving. So he doesn't think at all the Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. He doesn't think about any of those things that he's eating it. He doesn't think about owning Shabbos, nothing. He just eats it because he wants a good piece of steak. So granted, of course, he did not Mekayim the mitzvah in a Mufar, have it Lakavod Shabbos, anything on Yantiv. But still, he's Mekayim a mitzvah, the race of Oneg Shabbos and Oneg Yantiv. Maybe it's the race that have meat specifically on Yantiv. But still, so it says the Gemara, Elam Ashal Shnei Bin Adam. So therefore, we could disagree with Rabbi Yochanan and say the following. Zeh Ishto V'zach HaSo Ima. One was, his wife and his sister was with him. Zeh Ishto V'zach HaSo Ima. And also this one had his wife and his sister with him. So his sister was sleeping over in a different room. Zeh Nizdam Lo Ishto. So this one, he had relations with his wife, as he should. So this one, by accident, he had relations with his sister. The one who had relations with his wife, he's filing with the rest of Ona to be with his wife, intimate, fine, that's good. So the one who had the Issa de Reisa with his sister, so that he's going to be someone who's violating the Surim, are going to fall in the ways of the Derech. So the Gemara points out, also over here, Midami Ha'anan Kaminan Chada Derech. So how is the parable, how is this mashal b'chol comparable to the pasuk? We're speaking about one road, which is either a tzaddik or a rasha. Hachash nidrachim. Here there's two different roads, ki'ilu. Meaning, there's either bia with your sister, bia beheter. So it can't be that that's a good answer either. Also b'chol, why is this person called a rasha? Why is it b'chol called a rasha? He did something b'avera b'shogeg. So someone explained very nicely that the person, Hashem, we see by Pinchas ben Yair, that even the Maaseh Tzadikim, that Hashem doesn't let these type of things happen to a person who didn't deserve it. If your person, Rachman Tzan, is not careful with these things, so then these type of avira is going to happen to him. So that's why he was going to be punished. But still, the Gemara is bothered by the Shnei Drachim, but at least in the Havamina, B'chlau, what was Havamina? He didn't violate Nisr, it was Shogeg, no, because Hashem lets a person come into what was in store from what he was thinking about, what he really wanted to do. That's how the Achronim explain the Isra over there. So the Gemara says, Ela mashal lelot ushte benosav imoy. So I give a mashal for Lot with his two daughters. So therefore, here, right, after they survived Sodom, so they ended up having, they thought that the whole world was destroyed. They thought it was like similar to Noach, that they were the only ones to survive. And therefore they thought the world needed to continue, so they had to be with their father. So they made him drink wine, and they got drunk, and then they had relations with him. So Hein shniskav l'shem mitzvah, the daughters, they had to wanted to Mekai in the mitzvah derei, so they thought the world was destroyed. Tzadiki milchabam. So that was Lishma. Hushin is kavla shem avera, but Lot had in mind to do an avera. Poshim mikashabam. So it's the same maisa, the same bia, but the levels are different. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Odima hai nami lishem mitzvah iskavin. Maybe Lot also thought he was Mekai in the mitzvah derei. So how do we know that Lot was having improper kavana? So it's like, Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan kol pasuk hazeh al shem avera emar. Because there is a remez to this entire pasuk that Lot was really, in fact, having kavana for an avera. So what's the pasuk? It says that vayichad rameila vatisa vayisa lot v'yarsko kagar adin kikolim ashka. So there, that pasuk over there, he raised his eyes and he saw that it was kikolim ashka. What is vayisa lot? Lot raised his eyes. Vatisa, the summation of vayisa is tisa eshes onaya adinaya. That pasuk is the pasuk with regards to eshes potifar. Obviously, wanted to have relations and violate gilarayos with Yosef. Es enav, what is the eyes? Ki he yasha be'inai. This pasuk about Yomerlo Aviv Imo Ayin Brnos Achicha. Who are we going with? Shimshon. So he also seemed to have relations with Delilah. So that is he said this one is good for me. She's fit in my eyes. So that also that was not a good thing that he had that he was with her. So Vayar, what is Vayar? Vayar was so Shechem and just like Shechem and Chamor saw Dina and raped her. So too Vayar Lot was not a good ver'iyah. It's called a kikar kikol mashke. What is ki? Be'ad isha zona kikar lechem. By having a zona, so then a person could also go into poverty and only have a bread to eat. Kikol mashke. Elcha chare ma'avay v'nasad lachmi me'ma tzmi poshe yishmini v'shukvay. I'll go after my lovers who give me my bread and my wool, and my flax, and my oil, and my drink. So the Gemara points out, well, it was drunk. This whole pasuk, you're making it seem like he did the biggest aver in the world, but he didn't have the right. He didn't have the kavanas. He was completely, he was shichrusa shalodas, a concept in halacha, that a person's mamash pater for his meisim. He never had the yomer and shloshim yom of Purim. So everybody says, to mamash have the adal yada of the Gemara, to adal yada binar arlam and baruch mordechai, you need to be like the shichrusa shaloga, hayitachin. They don't, many, they can't entertain that. That would be possibly mutter. So, because your mamash don't know what's going on, that's pretty crazy level to get drunk. So Lot, again, was onus. Why is the letter Vav, the word of Akuma, refers to, why does it have this dot? So, over the word of Akuma, telling you, Lot did not know that he was having relations with everybody. In the morning, when he woke up, he did realize what happened. So, what happened? My davava, right? What happened happened. So why would Lot be punished for that? So the Gemara says, "Nafkamina the lef nachrina loy by the mishteh chamra." It comes out the next night, Lot should not have had relations with his daughter that night. That's the issue that Lot have. But you could ask the question. See this brought down, right? To myself, you could ask the question. But the first night still, he didn't do anything wrong. So maybe what we said it was Lot ushnebanea. That was the ela mashal Lot ushnebanosav. Why is the first, again going back? Why is the first one any problematic? He completely was unaware of it. He only was aware when he woke up. So to that, and give him maybe a potential answer, is what I wrote, Rav Osman Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva of Tells in Riverdale. He gave us a, when we went to visit once in YU, we went to visit during our Beina semester, they called it, like in between the semester. So we went to visit. He gave us this to our Torah. He was giving us chizuk for learning at a time we weren't learning, because the pasuk says, pasuk and etzav and Rava are, it's at Tzmea, something like that, Lashon over there. That the literally the person who's thirsty is going to be drinking. So what does that mean? The person who's thirsty and the person who's drink is going to be trying to drink. What's going on over here? So they explain that thirsty, Rashi explains, is bishogig. Thirsty, right, is amazing. You're trying to have your taivas. And it's a tzmeya, that's a tzmeya. And then the previous point is talking about shogig. The person didn't realize. That's the mashal in the Torah. So Rashi says you're going to be punished shogig. Like it was mazed. You're going to be, Hashem's going to view it as if it was mazed. That's in the tzavim over there. Hashem is punishing you. So, Rav Osman asked a question on the Rashi. What's going on? How could it be that, again, so the guy's doing averas now, but why are we punishing him and saying everything he did in the past is like it's mazed? It should be a shogig also. Okay, that was shogig, and that what he did was mazed is going to be mazed. Why is everything viewed as shogig? So he gave a beautiful answer. He said that really it shows you that the whole time the guy's kavana was lera. A person's gold kavana was lera, and he gave a beautiful answer. He said, like, after 120, the person's working, you know, 5 days a week, 6 days a week, whatever he's working. Shem's not going to ask him why he was in the office from 9 to 5 at the times we had to work. Shem's going to ask him, what do you do on Sundays? Yeah, and so Sunday's a day off. What did you do? So if you made the most of it, you were learning with your kids, you're playing, you're making the most of the time that you had off, then Hashem views the whole week as if you're learning because you did a mitzvah, because you're busy working. But if you're wasting your time the whole Sunday, that's megalad. Even if Hashem gave you the entire week, a free week to do whatever you wanted to do, then you wouldn't spend it l'shem avodas Hashem, and therefore you're going to be punished for such a situation. So maybe that's pshat over here, that Lot really, we see from the second night that he wasn't careful, so it shows that he really wanted to, he would have been willing to do such a maisa, and therefore he's considered punished even for the first night when he knew about it, because it showed him afraid, it showed retroactively really he would have done it had he had the ability to. Well, that's just a nice touch. Once we're learning God, I can give it a God to answer also. So it says in Gemara Vayter, Darosh Rava. So Rava teaches us, "May dechsev ach nivsha mekiryas oz." Turning on to the next Amma midyanim kivriya harmon. So the pasuk says, "Someone who's a rebellious brother in a strong city, a strong place, and then umidyanim kivriya harmon." Literally, someone who's like fighting also in a castle. So again, the pasuk shot is when one brother is rebelling against another brother, he loses the strong city. And then not only that, the fact that they're fighting separates them just like a door to that of a bolt to that point. That's the mashal. So then says the Gemara, "Ach et nivsha mekiryas oz." So a rebellious brother from a strong city said, "Lot shepirish ma'avram." That's Lot who left from Avram Avinu. They were like brothers, right? Ach es achim anachnu. Even though it's his nephew, that we call them like brothers. Midyanim kivriach harbon, and the people are fighting are like the bar of a castle. Sheitil midyanim kivrichin varmon. Lot caused fighting as strong as bars in a castle between Klal Yisrael and Amon Umav. Why? Lo yavo Amon Umavi bekal Hashem. Pasuk says that the Amon Umavi are not allowed to come into Kal Hashem. They're not allowed to join Klal Yisrael forever. So that's like a permanent fight. So just low separation caused that they should never be ever joining the Yidden. That a male, right? A female, we learn from Moavi and Moavis, Amoni velo Amonis. So we learn that women are allowed, but Amoni and Moavi are not allowed, the men. Darash Rav Vitem Rabbi Yitzchak, Mai Dechsev, Lesaiva Yivakesh Nifrad, Bechol Toshia Yitzkala. See who keeps himself apart, is looking for his own ritzon, his own desire, but he is exposed to all wisdoms. Latavi Vakesh Nifrad Zed Lot. Someone who's keeping himself apart for his own desires, that's Lot. Kept himself from Avram to be part of, he saw Taivas, he saw Sodom and Amorah, he wanted all those things. Chol Toshia Yitzkala, but everything is exposed in wisdom. What is that? Shnizgala kono v'esek nezavet to majosos, that he's exposed in terms of what he had done. Adisnan, Amoni Moavi asurin v'esurin esur olam. Amoni Moavi, we learn, the Mishnah tells us in Yevamos, they're never allowed to join Kal Yisrael ever. They're ever asur for everything. Also in Kiddushin comes up, the Mishnah there. So that's what we learn. Amar ula tamar zinsa zimrezina. We could see that a person who does even an act that might be bad, it can not necessarily be the worst result if they have the right intentions. Tamar zinsa v'yatsu v'na malachim neviyam. She had, right, before Matan Torah, it was Aser to have even relations with her father-in-law, Pashtus, but that's a Shaila, actually. The Ramban handles that, actually. Ramban says before Matan Torah that to have, be with your father may not have been Aser. So what exactly is the Isra? The Ramban over there in Chumash gets into what we're talking about. What are we saying that she was Zina? Either way, Tamar Zina Yatsum in a Melachim in a Vim. We had Peretz who eventually led to Malchus based on it. We know that led to Malchus based David, who Zimri Zina Venafaleo Kamra was Israel. When Zimri had relations with Cosby, Bastur, we had 24,000 Yidden who were punished and died eventually after that from that Magefa. Amar Nachman Yitzchak, Avir Lishma, Mimitzel Shalolishma. Gedola Avir Lishma, Mimitzel Shalolishma. That an Avira done for the sake of Shemayim is greater than that mitzvah without Lolashim Shemayim. That's all big Shailam. Does it apply to Chalb is Manazeh? Rav Chaim Velazhar wanted to tell you that was only pre-Matan Torah, which is going to be a little bit difficult for the Hemshech of the Gemara now that I'm thinking about it, because we're going to quote Psukim and Shoftim to talk about Avir Lishma. But either way, that is, because I think he was coming Lafuki the Chassidim, they said that we need to do Avir Lishma, I believe, by davening, that like we're just not ready. So we mainly have to daven and post this Osman Tevila. And, right, they were waking up at Neitzachama, but originally, now they're just waking up at 10 o'clock, davening 11, but they were waking up, they're preparing for 3-4 hours for davening, for proper davening, that was after Sazman Tefillah, but a very lishma, we have to daven properly. That's okay, that's a really big shaila if ever we could do it, Bizman Azeh, that Bizman Azeh really, you need to be like a gadol or be strong to be able to tell someone you can. So that's Gemara v'amar of Yehuda Merav, l'olam yasek adam b'tayra v'mitzos afilo shalolishman, that even for ulterior motives, shemitom shalolishman balishman, because Even if you learn to be a Rav, to be a Gadol, to be something like that, eventually you're going to learn Torah Lishma. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Meaning we see that Avera Shalishma is Mitzvah Shalishma, it seems to be Mitzvah Shalishma is better. So Ela Aima Kim Mitzvah Shalishma. No, not that really, that they're not, at the very least, to be on the same level, that they're equal. They're not greater. Meaning a Mitzvah Shalishma and Avera Lishma are on equal footing. Both are values, are good things, but they're not, one is not greater than the other. And where do we see that Avirash Lishma? L'chsev Tavorach Menashim Yael Eshes Chayver Akini Menashim Boel Tavorach. Pasuk says, refers to Yael, when she had Bia with Sisra, that she should be Mevorach, for killing Sisra, she had to bring her into the tent. So now, Ma Nashim Shabbat. Well, who are the women in the tent? Sora Rivka Racha V'Leia. Like the holy, the four Imaos, she's like them. She had right Kavanos like them. Amar B'Yochanan Sheva B'ilos Balosa Rasha Bosa Shah. Sisra had 7x of Bia with Yael at the time. Shenemar Ben Raglea Karo Nafal Shachav, different lashonos of being with her. So that's what Gemara learns out. That means that they had relations each one of those times. So the Gemara Veha Kama Mehanya Mebila Dila. But wait a second, it's a problem. What do you mean? Is Aver Lishma? She seemed to have pleasure from it. So maybe that. Why are we praising her for doing such a thing? So says the Gemara Amar Biyochanan Kol Tavasim Shal Rishayim Ena Ela Roy Til Tzadikim. That everything that is good for Rishayim is bad for tzaddikim. Shnemar Yishamar L'chavidam Yaakov Mitov V'ra. Where do we see that? By Yaakov with Lavan, Hashem came to him and the Jews said, don't talk to Yaakov for good or for bad. So Gemara says, Bishlam Rosh, I understand why I don't talk bad and threaten Yaakov, that's fine. However, Ela Tov Amaylo, why is it that he shouldn't be talking good to Yaakov Avinu? Ela Lashma Mina Tavaso Rahi. So we learn from over here that what is good to Lavan is bad for Yaakov. Shma Mina. Yeah, that's what we learn from over here, that even when Yaakov is talking good, that's bad. So it's too with Yael, that she did not want to be with Sisera, and even though he was having pleasure, she was not, because it was making her tamei, and she didn't want to be with this Rasha, so it was bad for her. Says Gemara Gufa. Amar Rav Yudah Mar Rav Olam Yasek Anam B'Torah Mitzvos Afilo Shalosh Man Shabatoch Shalosh Man Balishman Shabishchar Abayim Shana Vishnayim Karbana Shikri Balak Harasha. Balak had 42 karbanos for the purpose of cursing Kal Yisrael. Yet Yatsa Mimena Rus. Rus came from Balak. V'Amar Rav Yosef Rav Chanina Rus Bas Beno Shal Eglon Melech Moav Aisa. Rus was the daughter of Eglon Bas Moav, meaning not literally. Tosfos pointed out that she was a great granddaughter, but more than that. So she was more generations off, but she was a descendant of Eglon, who was a grandson of Balak, as we see that Rus was descendant from Balak. So he was totally lo lishma, but yet he ended up having her. Amar b'chia bar Abba, Amar b'yochanan, minayin she'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekapech, afilu schar sicha daya. Where do we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't withhold reward even for speaking nicely? De'ilu b'chira, the karyas in the Moav. When she called her Moav, from my father. So that was reminding everybody, Me'av, that this person is from my father, is reminding themselves of this nus and the fact that she had relations with her father, which is a terrible thing, those illicit relations. The pasuk says with regards to Moshe Rabbeinu telling Klal Yisrael that don't harass Moab and disgarb milchama, don't make a milchama with them. So the Gemara makes it deal milchama dela v'altzirutzer, and he can't afflict them by bothering them and take money from them and threaten them and something like that. Dekaryasa benami. However, when it comes to the one who says benami, son of my people, without talking about the fact that he came from the father, so the pasuk says both of them. Do not meaning don't afflict them at all, don't bother them at all. Says Gemara, right to Amar Reb Chia bar Avin Amar Reb Yishuv ben Karcha. Olam yaktim adam ledavar mitzvah. Person always tried to do a mitzvah as soon as possible. Shabbeschar laila achas shekirma bechila tzira. The older daughter had relations before the younger one. So then we learn, turning on to the next time, zachsa vekama arba doros beYisrael lemalchus, that we see that there was four generations that came to David Melech before. We had Oved, Yishai, David, and Shlomo. Those came from the older daughter, right? Those all came from the older daughter. They all came to Klal Yisrael, as opposed to the younger daughter who came from Rechavan. Rechavan, who was the Ben Shlomo, through it, him there was Naama. Rechavan came from and his mother's side. Naama, Ammonis, she came from Ammon. So that was much later. Rechavan was four generations before that of Oved. So we see that a person who did the mitzvah first got rewarded by four generations earlier, coming to Klal Yisrael earlier. Okay, Bezhamalika Bahish, you know the mitzvah tomorrow's daf.